Informative news and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull coming to you live again here on WCDO Sports as we get you set for a girls' matchup here tonight between the Sydney Lady Warriors and the visiting Harpersville Lady Hornets. It's our third game of the week here. We did a game Monday, did a game Tuesday, and we'll have another game for you tomorrow. Four games and four nights this week here on WCDO. Welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. The Sydney Lady Warriors, their first game at home this season, looking to get their first win of the season as well against the visiting Harpersville Lady Hornets team that got off to a little bit of a rough start in the post-Miranda Drummond era, but since then they've started to play some good team basketball and starting to put it together. They come in with a record of 3-2. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll set this matchup for you here tonight between Sydney and Harpersville. It's a girls' MAC matchup here tonight from Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Ever go cruising through the local car lots but never see anything you like? Don't let that stop you from checking out Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. If what you want is not on our lot, we'll get it for you. We even make house calls and can bring that car, truck, van, or SUV of your dreams right to your driveway. At Chambers and O'Hara, most vehicles come with a free lifetime engine warranty. Just another great reason to check out what Cork and his crew have to offer. Don't let car shopping be a drag. Find your dream car at Chambers and O'Hara, or they will find it for you. Call today at 563-4311 or stop by on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney.
Hotcake Night is back at the Sydney McDonald's every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. Enjoy McDonald's famous hotcakes and get one free refill. And while you're there, check out McDonald's McCafe with coffee, cappuccinos, lattes, and mochas. Not to mention McDonald's tasty hot chocolate. Don't forget Hotcake Night every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. with one free refill at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Live tonight from Sydney High School, Nate Lull with you here on CDO. Also, thanks for joining us tonight on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. It's the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show located Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Stop by and see Cork and the crew. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's quickly throw in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this program without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. That's kind of a new era here for both of these squads, Sydney and Harpersville, and girls MAC basketball action here tonight, but especially for Harpersville. When you really break it down and you look at the last 10 years, the Harpersville Lady Hornets, a Class C team, has had three players go on and play Division I basketball. That's very, very amazing when you really think about it. You have the Kimmel sisters, Hannah Kimmel playing at Sacred Heart now, Lindsay Kimmel playing at Temple, and of course Miranda Drummond in her first season at St. Bonaventure, where she is new teammates with Mariah Ruff, of course the standout from Oneonta. And those two are playing very well for the Lady St. Bonaventure basketball team. So it's great to see, but they are certainly missed here in the local area. Oneonta for Ruff and Harpersville missing Miranda Drummond. She was an excellent player here at Harpersville. Miss Basketball in New York State, a finalist for that last year, a McDonald's All-American, earned a first-team selection to the New York State Sports Writer Association Class C All-Star Team. Like I said, a Miss Basketball New York State top six finalist. That's among all classes in New York State. Averaged 22 points, 9 rebounds a game as a junior. And in 2013 was the Section 4 Class C MVP and Player of the Year. And when you think about it, Harpersville in 12 and 13, went to the state finals and the state semifinals. So a lot of the girls on this team got a chance to play some deep sectional and state basketball, and that's really, really impressive. And I think they have just had to learn coming out of the gate here this season how to play without that superstar out there, and they struggled in the first few games of the young season. They got a third-place finish up at the Anton Remy tournament over in Milford, losing to the host school in the first game 60-37 before winning in the consolation game against Brookfield 42-34. Since then, they've played some very big schools along the way, losing to Johnson City 51-44, but beating Windsor 44-40, and then beating Deposit 54-35. So they come in with a record of 3-2, and Windsor, a very big school, as well as Johnson City. So after getting the bumps out of the way in that early tournament over in Milford, they appear to be playing very well, and they're led by Shelby Menevich, who was on the all-tournament team over in Milford and is one of the lone holdovers that had a lot of minutes and scored a lot of big points for Harpersville over the last few years when they were making those sectional and state runs. On the other side for Sydney, they lost Kelsey Decker to graduation. Decker's now playing at Division III Manhattanville, played 4 years of varsity for Sydney, was a first-team MAC All-Star selection last year, so she's off playing college basketball, so Sydney has been searching for a way to replace that. And they've got a tough opening schedule, still looking for their first victory. They went out to Candor and lost there in their opening game of the season. Candor, a strong team from the IAC. And then Sydney had to go down just like the boys and play at the Johnson City tournament and at Shenango Forks. So they haven't really played anybody their own size besides Candor. And we've all known, if you follow local basketball, that the IAC is a very kind of a different league out there where you have some of those schools like Moravia, Trumansburg, Candor. Different officiating out there, much more physical brand of basketball, in my opinion, and I think it was tough for Sydney to open the season out there against Candor, but they're looking for their first win on their home floor in their first home game here tonight. Sydney's Jolene Crom averaging just over 10 points a game to lead the team. She was also a very good goalie in soccer, so we know she's a great athlete. She also leads the team with 6 3-pointers made. And there's also some great athletic talent on this team here for Sydney. As we saw in the fall between soccer and field hockey for the Lady Warriors, you have the athletes like Connor Decker, Jolene Crom, Kaylin Gravel, and Mackenzie Gravelin. So we know that there are some definite athletes out here. I think we're going to see a up and down the floor type of game. Shelby Medovich, who leads Harpersville, likes to get out in transition, played a lot of AAU ball, and is very good trying to go coast to coast, dish it off to her teammates. So really should be interesting to see what ensues here tonight as both these teams get into MAC play for the first time this season. Actually, Harpersville, with that win over Deposit, that's technically their first victory in league play this year, but Sydney still looking for that first victory on the season and in the MAC. Some girls' state-ranked teams, they just came out today from the New York State Sports Writers Association, wanted to update everybody. The only Class C team from Section 4 right now, Sydney and Harpersville, both Class C, that is ranked is Elmira Notre Dame at number 15. So I'm sure the MAC will be looking to get some teams in there over the course of the season. I think BG could sneak in there eventually. And Class B, Norwich, a team we don't cover here on CDO, but we'll keep our eye on them, that's for sure. They're ranked number 3 so far. And down in Class D, a variety of local schools that are ranked. South Courtright number 2, Lawrence number 13, Milford number 15, and Delhi, a MAC school, ranked number 18. But Delhi in boys and girls is down in Class D again this year. So South Courtright, a great team to go out and watch. Milford, a team who beat Harpersville in the season opener, they're undefeated. Go and check them out as well if you can. Addy Lawson, who leads them, is nearing 1,000 points. A very fun team to watch, coached by Jim Weir over there for the Milford Lady Wildcats. Well, we'll take one last quick break. We'll come back, and we will finish up our pregame show here brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, and we'll get set for Sydney and Harpersville girls action here tonight from Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lowell, and you're listening to Live High School Basketball. basketball tonight on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney. And now with a great Hawaii group cruise. With two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii. Staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO, finishing up the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara, located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara, they can take care of you. Stop by and see Cork and the crew over there, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Harpersville and Sydney, and ladies basketball here tonight. Harpersville will be in the navy blue uniforms with the gold trim, says Hornets across the chest there in gold lettering. Sydney in the home whites with the maroon trim, says Sydney across the front of the uniforms there in maroon lettering. We'll take one last quick break for the national anthem and starting lineups. We'll come back with the tip-off between Sydney and Harpersville. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live high school basketball tonight on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Getting set for MAC basketball here tonight on CDO. It's the Lady Warriors from Sydney and the Lady Hornets from Harpersville. Harpersville, such a great school here with two state appearances in the last 2 years. And some of these players have gone and made some deep playoff runs, and we'll see how that will hold out here for Harpersville tonight. Sydney on the other side, rebuilding a young squad, but looking to get it done. They're into the national anthem. We'll take one last quick break here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back as we get set for girls basketball here tonight. MAC action between Harpersville and Sydney. Let's run you through the starting lineups first for the Harpersville Lady Hornets. They're the visitors tonight. Number 3, Carissa Warren. She's a senior. Number 5, Shelby Medovich. She's a senior. Mackenzie Havens, number 15, also a senior. Rachel Ballard, a senior for Harpersville, number 21. And the lone junior in the starting five is number 22, Sarah Miller. And for Sydney on the other side, they will start with junior number 2, Kaylin Gravel. Also a junior number 10, Jenna McDonald. Number 21, a junior, Connor Decker. Number 23, Tegan Howard, a junior. And number 25, Jolene Crom, also a junior here for Sydney. Sydney is coached by head coach Brad Aldrich, and Harpersville coached by head coach Kurtz Ernsbeck. And so you can look at the Sydney team starting all juniors here tonight. So between a good JV squad who defeated Harpersville in the JV game here tonight and a junior starting five, the future could be bright here for Sydney in a wide-open MAC league. It's been so funny over the last few years because Harpersville has really dominated this league with some of the players that they've had and the individual efforts they've been able to put up every night. But now the MAC is definitely wide open once again, and we'll see who steps up to take care of it this year. The early front-runner, I would have to say, would be Bainbridge-Guilford, a team that played together all summer, solid starting five, and has really put in the time. And it looks like they are off to a fantastic start to their season. But really, it's wide open. And will someone step up to take it out of BG's hands? Remains to be seen. And that's a fun time of year here in December as we get towards the holiday. Teams are really starting to find themselves. And we'll see who steps up in girls' MAC basketball. So we're set for the tip-off here between Harpersville and Sydney. Harpersville, as we mentioned before, in the road navy blues with the white trim, also the gold trim, says Hornets across the front of the uniform there in gold lettering. They will go left to right on your radio dial to start things off. Sydney in the home whites with the maroon trim, and it says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of their uniforms. They will go right to left. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO, also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. We archive all these games, so anytime you want to go back, maybe you have some family or friends in town for the holidays, you want them to hear one of the kids' games, you can go back, download it, and listen anytime on WCDOsports.com. Shelby Medovich will win the opening tip here for Harpersville. We're underway between the Hornets and the Warriors live in Sydney here tonight. To the left wing, it will be a 2-3 zone for Sydney to start things off, and they'll look to get it in for Shelby Medovich, and the Hornets have the ball stolen away, and Jolene Crom will bring it up the floor for the Warriors as they go right to left, and she crosses half court. We're scoreless 20 seconds in, and it'll be man-to-man here for Harpersville against the Sydney offense. Student section standing until the first bucket for Sydney. They almost had it there with a right-handed layup just off the mark there for Gravel of Sydney. Fresh shot clock, though, as Sydney gets the rebound, and here's Crom to the right side. Outside the three-point line for Gravel, leaving one back off here for Taylor Barnes. Barnes has it. Now we'll leave for Tegan Howard. Now for Crom, foul line extended. Right side dumps it off, down and low, up and good for Jenna McDonald. She shoots and scores for Sydney, and the Warriors have an early lead. They'll go right to the press here against Harpersville. Medovich will easily break that. Splits through two defenders and the sandwich. Down, and they'll take a shot off the mark. Harpersville with the rebound here for Sarah Miller. Her shot is no good, and Sydney will clean up the boards there with McDonald. Outlet pass to Crom, and she'll walk it out of the backcourt here for Sydney. 6:40 to go, first quarter. Warriors with a 2-0 lead against Harpersville on their home floor in MAC girls basketball action tonight. Here's Crom for three. She got it. Jolene Crom from the top of the key. Thought about starting the offense and just getting things going, but instead saw she was wide open, shoots and scores. Now Sydney on the press here again. They'll tie it up for a jump ball, and we'll see where the possession arrow is. 6:21 to go first quarter, and Sydney with a 5-0 lead. Possession arrow will switch the ball back to the Lady Warriors, and Crom, who just hit that three-pointer, will inbounds it underneath the basket here for Sydney. Quick inbounds into the corner as the Warriors go right to left. And they'll work it up for Taylor Barnes for Crom. Again, this three-pointer from the right side is off the mark. And Medovich has the rebound here for the Hornets. They trail 5-0. Medovich coast-to-coast to the basket. Misses the right-handed layup off the rebound ball out of play and will remain here with Harpersville. Medovich has done a nice job for Harpersville breaking the pressure and the press that the Warriors had brought in the early going. 6:05 to go in the first. Sydney on top, 5-0. Here's Medovich off the inbounds for three. Count it. Shelby Medovich scores the first points of the night for Harpersville, and it's a 5-3 game now. Sydney on top. And Kaylin Gravel is into the front court for the Lady Warriors. Picks up her dribble. Passes into the foul line extended area. Leaving one back off here for Gravel. Gravel now for Taylor Barnes. Left side reverses to the right. Looking for a little give and go. Gravel loose in the paint. Bounce pass down low. Up and good for Taylor Barnes. Her first 2 points of the night. And Sydney now leads 7-3 over Harpersville. 5:25 to go, first quarter. Harpersville will take a timeout here. Kurt Ernsbeck wants to have a chat with his Lady Hornets about breaking this Sydney press. 5:27 to go in the first. Sydney ahead 7-3 over Harpersville. Will step away for 30 seconds on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, 7-3. Sydney on top of Harpersville. Girls action here tonight, 5:25 to go, first quarter. Nate Lull with you on CDO, and Sydney will turn the ball over here, as in they steal it away from Harpersville, and this press has been giving Harpersville some fits. And Julian Crom now will start up the offense for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Crom to the right side. Three-point line extended. Has it stripped out of bounds and will go back to Harpersville. So Sydney stole it away and then they will lose it on that possession. Goes back to the Harpersville Lady Hornets. 5:17 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top, 7-3. Inbounds pass here for the Lady Hornets with Carissa Warren. Gets it in for Sarah Miller. She gets the half court. Finds Medovich. Foul line extended. Shot up and good. Two-pointer there for Shelby Medovich. She now has all five of Harpersville points. It's a two-point game. Sydney on top 7-5 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Crom with an entry pass down low to Taylor Barnes and a travel violation here against Sydney. We'll turn the ball back over to Harpersville. 4:58 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top of Harpersville 7-5. Inbounds pass for Medovich as Harpersville goes left to right. She gets to half court. Medovich going coast to coast again will leave it off. Jumper for Harpersville off the mark. Rebound is up and good. Sarah Miller cleans up the miss from Mackenzie Havens, and we have a 7-7 game. Miller with her first 2 points of the evening. 4:35 to go, first quarter. And here is Crom for Sydney outside the 3-point line and into the offensive zone here for the Lady Warriors. Crom, just inside the 3-point line. Shot is no good. Rebound, though, is up and good for Sydney as Tegan Howard cleans the glass there and puts up the rebound to make it 9-7. Sydney on top of Harpersville. Again, Harpersville will bring it forward with Medovich. Ahead to Rachel Ballard, and her shot is up and good. A right-handed layup for Rachel Bauer. Ballard, makes it 9-9 with 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney back to work on the offensive end. Here's Gravel. Her layup is no good. Sydney with a rebound. Up and no good from Taylor Barnes. And we'll have a jump ball off the miss from Barnes. And possession will go back to the Lady Hornets. 3:53 to go, first quarter. And Sydney will substitute Connor Decker back into the game. She will come in for Tegan Howard. Also checking in is Mackenzie Gravelin. And she comes in for Kaylin Gravel. 3:53 to go, first quarter. Score is 9-9 between Harpersville and Sydney. Lady Hornets look to bring it in. Knocked away by Connor Decker as Warren tried to bring it in here for Harpersville. They'll look to do it again. Here's Carissa Warren underneath the basket and going up against Connor Decker, who is the tallest player on the court here tonight, so she has that long reach, and that was really bothering Warren as she tried to play it in. Connor Decker, the tallest and longest player at 5'11 here, number 21, the junior for Sydney. Real size advantage inside for Decker. 3:45 to go, first quarter. It's 9-9, Sydney and Harpersville. Lady Hornets with the ball going left to right into their own offensive end. Right side, long jumper again is off the mark for Havens. Rebound comes down, tied up, and we'll have another jump ball. Possession will go to Sydney this time. Off the arrow, 3:34 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight. A nice crowd on hand at Sydney High School. Glad to have you along on CDO or WCDOsports.com. 3:30 to go in the first. It's 9-9. Here's Jolene Crom into the front court for Sydney. Looked to pass it inside, but Medovich got her paws on that one, knocked it away, and out of play. So Sydney will inbounds. And in the meantime, Harpersville will put in number four, senior Paige Melick. Melick will sub in for Mackenzie Havens. She'll take a little breather, and Crom will inbounds in the meantime for Sydney. Along the right side, Crown throws it in. It's knocked away, though, and Medovich will try to go coast-to-coast again in transition. Shot is up, no good. Gets her own rebound. It's blocked away. Medovich again the rebound, and the shot is off the mark, and Connor Decker pulls down the rebound for Sydney. Outlet pass to Jolene Crom, and she crosses the big S at half court as Sydney goes right to left. Fresh off the bench here is Mackenzie Gravelin. She gets the ball over to Crom. Shot there is no good. Rebound for Harpersville. And it's still a 9-9 game with 2:50 to go first quarter. Medovich into the front court here, gets it back to the right side, leaves it off for Melick. Melick to the foul line, looking for Sarah Miller, stripped away, and here comes Sydney back the other way. Down the right wing, Crom is into the front court, looking for a long three ball here, and that one is off the mark. Looks like we'll have a foul, and she'll get to shoot three. Boy, that was a really tough foul to call there. Paige Melick for Harpersville was stepping out, and Crom was going for a very deep three ball, about a step and a half behind the three-point line, and she is fouled, and will get to shoot three. So Jolene Crom will step to the line here. She has 3 points already for Sydney. First shot is up and good for the junior, Jolene Crom, wearing number 25 here tonight. Sydney now leads 10-9, 2:35 to go first quarter. Here is Crom's second shot attempt. She will shoot three. This one off the mark, hit the front rim and back off the glass. No good, so still a 10-9 game. Crom will step in for her third foul shot. She has 4 points so far here tonight. Crom's third shot is up and good, so she makes 2 of 3 from the line, now has 5 points, and Sydney regains that two-point lead, 11-9 over visiting Harpersville. Medovich breaks the press once again, and she's done that all first quarter here for Harpersville. Tries to dish off as she brings it into the front court for Ballard. Off her fingertips and out of play back to Sydney. 2:27 to go, first quarter, 11-9. Sydney on top of visiting Harpersville. Sydney has really tried to employ that press, and it worked in the first minute or two of the game, but since then Medovich has been able to break it without the pass, and that's pretty impressive. Just has a lot of speed coming through and some good ball handling. Sydney going right to left. Here's Crom. She'll work it back out. Looks for three. This one up and good. Swish for Jolene Crom. She now has 8 points for Sydney, and they lead 14-9. Great start here for Jolene Crom, and you can see she likes that three ball. And now Harpersville trying to inbounds, knocked away, back out of play, and possession will go back here to Sydney. That was actually last touched by Harpersville as they tried to bring it in against the press. Unsuccessful that time. Sydney looking for Crom, already with 2 3-pointers in the first quarter, but instead they go down low to Connor Decker, and we will have a double dribble here on Decker as Harpersville went for the trap right down on the low block, and it was knocked away. 1:52 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top, 14-9. This time Harpersville will get it in going left to right. They'll easily find Medovich up the right side. Scoops ahead, shot is up off the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Crom will get it for Sydney and work the ball ahead. Crom puts on the brakes in front of the scorer's table and will hold on with a minute 35 to go in the quarter. Sydney ahead of Harpersville, 14-9. Now a traveling call as Crom passed it over to Gravelin, and she just took that one extra step. So Harpersville will inbound on that far side. Sydney will call off the dogs on the press. And Medovich will bring it forward. Finally has some room to breathe here to bring it up against this 2-3 zone that Sydney is in. Medovich at the top of the key, entry into the high post, kicks it back out. Long three ball for Harpersville from Warren is no good. Rebound for Sydney. Sydney bringing it forward with Jolene Crom. Crom crosses half court and will bring it in again for Sydney. Long three ball, top of the key. This one dies up on the rim. No good. Harpersville the rebound. Crom electing to launch the three instead of opening up the offense there for Sydney. Back the other way. Harpersville, a long shot with Melick. An air ball is no good. And Sydney back the other way with 50 seconds to go first quarter. The Warriors lead the Hornets 14-9 into the front court. Left corner, down low for Gravelin. Left block, finds Connor Decker. Back out for Crom, top of the key. 10 seconds left on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock here in the first quarter. Back out to Crom. She'll look to shoot, does a little 180, passes down low for Decker, broken up, and here comes Harpersville in transition. Medovich, left side, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound for Harpersville is good for Sarah Miller, as she was all alone and puts it back up with a right-handed layup with 15 seconds to go. Sydney leads 14-11, and Crom and the Lady Warriors will play for the final shot of the quarter. Here's Crom into the front court. 5 seconds to go, down and low for Gravelin, knocked away, Harpersville has it, they get it to midcourt, and they can't get the shot off before time expires. So at the end of one, it's Sydney, led by Julian Crom's 8 points, they lead 14-11 over visiting Harpersville in girls' MAC basketball action here tonight. I'm Nate Lowell, we'll take a break, and you're listening to live high school basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. Also, if you're on our web stream tonight at WCDOsports.com, welcome in. Web stream courtesy of SFCU. Start of the second quarter, Sydney on top 14-11 over visiting Harpersville. MAC girls action here tonight. Lady Hornets have the ball to start the quarter. They go left to right. They immediately get it in and down in low, looking for Sarah Miller. And Miller gets tied up as she tries to go up for the layup, and it's a jump ball, and possession will go back to Sydney. Good job by Connor Decker to tie up Miller as she tried to go up. Jolene Crom will get it off the inbounds and walk it up the floor here for Sydney. Crossing half court. Here's Crom with 8 points in the first quarter. Passes down in low. Broken up by Harpersville. Good steal by Miller. Immediately outlets it to Shelby Medovich. Medovich, top of the key. Passes to the near side for Havens. Down low for guess who? Sarah Miller up and good. Miller now with 6 points. Makes it a one-point ball game. Sydney on top 14-13. Early action here in the second quarter from Sydney High School. Sydney works it down in low into the post area on the right side. Stolen back away, though, by the Hornets. Outlet pass to Medovich. As hard the Hornets go left to right, Medovich into the front court for Havens. Back to Medovich, far side, as they work it around against this 2-3 zone that Sydney is working in. Medovich launches a long three, and the bank is open for Shelby Medovich. That one was from downtown, and she banked it home. She now has 8 points, and Harpersville has a 16-14 lead. That was a good 2 steps behind the three-point line, and she banks it home. So 8 points for Medovich and 8 for Crom. Harpersville with their first lead of the night, 16-14. Here's Crom with a three ball back the other way. That one's no good. Rebound for Harpersville. Rachel Ballard going up and skying for the rebound there. Medovich into the front court. Now they'll work it in down low for Sarah Miller at the right block. Miller back for Havens. Jumper is off the mark, and Sydney comes away, rebounded by Taylor Barnes. Barnes for Mackenzie Gravelin. And Gravelin will work it up the floor now. Man-to-man for Kurt Ernsbeck and the Harpersville Lady Hornets. 16-14, Hornets leading the Warriors here. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Pass down and low, right block there for Barnes. No good, Harpersville with the rebound. Fresh shot clock here for the Hornets. They bring it back into their own front court. And here is Medovich, another long three, top of the key. This one is short off the front rim. Crom with the rebound for Sydney. Warriors bringing it forward. They're going to bring in three substitutes at the next whistle to get some fresh legs. Here's Crom with a little crossover to the left side, closely guarded by Medovich. That'll be an interesting matchup. Crom gets free for a three ball off the mark. No good. Rebound for Carissa Warren of Harpersville. Lady Hornets going left to right. Warren will run the point on this possession. Gets it for Havens. Entry pass to Miller. Now they kick it to Medovich. Left side. She'll step in. Passes down low for Rachel Ballard. Off her hands and out of bounds. 5:16 to go. Second quarter. 16-14 lead for Hville here over Sydney. Coming into the contest here, Abigail Miller for Sydney. Carolee Pierce for Sydney, as well as Kaylin Gravel for the Lady Warriors. And also on that far side, we have Tegan Howard coming in for the Lady Warriors of Sydney. 5:05 to go, second quarter. Down and low for Howard, fresh off the bench, and the layup is up and good. Howard now with 4 points, and we're tied 16-all with 4:55 to go, second quarter. Harpersville in transition again. Medovich for Miller. Her shot is partially blocked there off the bench. Was Carolee Pierce, the sophomore, with some good height in there for Sydney. Got a piece of it, knocked it out of play. Possession remains with Harpersville. They will inbounds underneath the basket. Hornets inbounding for Miller. Miller up off the glass. She is fouled by Pierce. And Miller with 6 points will head to the charity stripe for the first time tonight for Harpersville. 4:48 to go before the half. 16-all is the score. You'll want to make sure you stay tuned for our halftime report brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Miller to the line makes her first one. She now has 7 points. Here for the Lady Hornets. And the junior wearing number 22 steps in for her second shot for Harpersville. Shot is up and good. She buries it. So Medovich with 8, Miller with 8 now for the Lady Hornets. And Emily Hunt, the junior, will come in for Carissa Warren for the Lady Hornets on this possession. Harpersville with the 18-16 lead with 4:45 to go before the halftime break. Walking it forward here is Mackenzie Gravelin, just a sophomore, running the point here. Bounce pass, will get it down low, looking for Kaylin Gravel, and she will travel as she tries to go up for the layup. Turnover, and back to Harpersville. Sydney thought about pressing for a second. Now they're going to back it off to half court, and Medovich will bring it back up to run the point here again for Harpersville. 4:30 to go, second quarter. Harpersville going left to right. They work it down in low. Shot is up and no good for Ballard, but the rebound is brought right back down by Ballard. She goes right back up and scores to make it 20-16. Rachel Ballard. Ballard now with 4 points for Harpersville. Sydney trailing by 4 for the first time tonight. Gets it into their own offensive zone. And they'll work it back up top. Crom is on the bench getting a little bit of a breather here. And Kaylin Gravel trying to run the point in her absence to the right side. Bounce pass into the post here. Looking for Pierce. Turnaround shot is no good. Rebound for Miller of Harpersville. The outlet to Medovich. Here come the Lady Hornets. Buzzing down the floor to the right side. Kicking it back out. Long jumper is good. Mackenzie Havens, her first shot that will fall tonight for the Lady Harpersville Hornets. And now it's a 22-16 lead for Harpersville over Sydney after they were trailing in the early going. 3:30 to go before the half. Crom will check back in here at the next whistle. Ball is on the floor, and Harpersville will take it away. Medovich up the floor to the right side. Cuts through two players. Right-handed layup, no good. Rebound is up and no good for Rachel Ballard, but she is fouled on the play. So checking back in here for Sydney will be Barnes, Crom, as well as Jenna McDonald. 3:11 to go, second quarter. And Rachel Ballard will step to the line here as it's a 22-16 lead for Harpersville over Sydney. Ballard with her first attempt is up and off the back rim, no good. Teammates come over with some words of encouragement as the Sydney subs check in. Ballard getting ready for her second shot as the Sydney subs step into position on the line. Here's Ballard looking for her fifth point of the night if she can get this one to go. It's up and good. Rachel Ballard now with 5, Sarah Miller with 8, Shelby Menevich with 8 for Harpersville. 23-16 lead for the Hornets over the Warriors. Crom gets it down low, and the shot is up for Sydney, and no good off the mark there for Taylor Barnes, and Sydney losing possession. Harpersville back the other way with 3 minutes to go, second quarter. And to the right side, Medovich will reverse it now against the 2-3 zone of Sydney. Harpersville going left to right. Shot there from Miller is short off the front rim, and Sydney will come away. Crom will walk it forward. 2:45 to go before the half. Harpersville on top of Sydney, 23-16. Here's Crom, right side, outside of the three-point line. We'll try a skip pass. Down in low, shot is up and no good, but fouled on the play is McDonald, and she will head to the line here for Sydney. Foul is on Sarah Miller for a block, and McDonald will head to the charity stripe here. Almost converted the three-point play. Couldn't quite get it to go up and in. And here is McDonald stepping to the line. First shot is up for Sydney, and good. A swish right through the bottom of the bucket there for Jenna McDonald. She now has 3 points. Miller will come to the bench. I'm sure head coach Kurt Ernsbeck wanting to protect her a little bit. Only her first foul, but good chance to get her a breather here late in the second quarter. Here is McDonald with her second shot. It's up and again. Swish right through. So she's 2 for 2 from the line. It's 23-18. Harpersville on top here of Sydney. Harpersville on the road tonight. Medovich easily breaks the press again. Sydney, I think they're a little confused. They're not really committed to the press. As soon as Harpersville gets it in, they immediately back off. Not much benefit to it so far in this second quarter. Here's Medovich, splits through two defenders, gets the shot off and is fouled, and Medovich, with 8 points, will get to the line to look to perhaps get into double digits. Foul on Jenna McDonald on the play. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Harpersville looking to extend this lead. They're up 5 right now, 23-18. And here's Medovich. First shot is no good. As Medovich looking to go 1 for 2 on this trip. Checking back in for Harpersville will be Paige Melick, replacing Mackenzie Havens. Medovich did a nice job on that last play to just get to the hole and use her length to get the foul. Second shot is up and good, so Medovich now with 9. 2:20 to go before the half. 24-18, Harpersville leading on the road against Sydney. Crom with an inbounds pass. The length of the floor here. Sydney trying to set up shop. Ball bouncing around on the floor from the long pass is scooped back up, and Sydney will try to settle it down. Crom will get the ball back, top of the key. Medovich really watching her in this man-to-man that Harpersville is running on defense. Crom, good entry pass, down low, up and good. Shot for Tegan Howard. She now has 6 points for Sydney. It's a 4-point game. Harpersville leads Sydney 24-20. Girls, MAC basketball action here tonight. And Harpersville the other way. Emily Hunt drives to the basket. It knocked off of her foot, out of play, and back to Sydney. With 1:40 to go before the half. So this is a big possession here for Sydney. They trail by 4. Trying to get back into this contest, a game that they led after the first quarter, 14-11. Crom again with a good pass down low. They'll kick it right back out, though. She thought about the 3, but Medovich was there hard on defense. Now down low again here for Sydney as they try to work it towards the basket with Jenna McDonald. Foul on the floor. We'll see who they get this one on. As 2 players, 1 for each team, they were tied up down on the floor. That was McDonald for Sydney with Carissa Warren of Harpersville. And Sydney will call a timeout. That foul was on Sydney, though, so possession will go back to Harpersville. 1:20 to go before the half. It's 24-20. Harpersville on top of Sydney will step away for 30 seconds here on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:20 to go before the half at Harpersville, picking up the ball after that foul on the last possession by Sydney. They go left to right, trying to hold on to this four-point lead. Medovich with a long pass, trying to advance it forward, but Jenna McDonald was there to tip it away for Sydney. 1:12 to go, second quarter. 24-20 lead for Harpersville over Sydney. And we'll see if Sydney switches up defenses here late in the second quarter, if they'll stick with the 2-3. And here's Medovich. Medovich reversing to the far side, looking for Paige Milik. Milik back to Medovich. Stolen away, though, as Medovich tried to loft it into the post. And Sydney knocks it away with Jenna McDonald. Very active defensively here for the Lady Warriors. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. Still a man-to-man for Harpersville. Crom looking to take advantage. Had some space. Three ball is good. Jolene Crom now with 11 points for Sydney. And she has a bunch of three-pointers here tonight. Let's see. Three three-pointers for Jolene Crom. And she cuts it to a one-point game. Harpersville leads 24-23 with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Jolene Crom leading the way here for Sydney. And Harpersville bringing it back down the floor. Pass into the high post for Sarah Miller. She's fouled by Tegan Howard. And Harpersville will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. 34 seconds to go in the quarter as Carissa Warren steps in. Hville here on top of Sydney, 24-23. Miller underneath the basket for Harpersville, looks for a quick inbounds there, looking for Paige Milik, but it's broken up, and here comes Sydney. They can take the lead if they can score on this possession. 25 ticks left on the old scoreboard before we head into the dressing room. Here's Crom, wants another three. It's short. Rebound, though, for Sydney. They kick it back out right to Crom. Dribbles in, foul line, shot is up, no good. Both teams again fighting for the rebound, and Tegan Howard comes away for Sydney with 10 seconds to go. Back out top to Crom. To the right side, dribble drive for Sydney, up and good for Kaylin Gravel. Her first 2 points of the second quarter here, and Harpersville will not be able to get off a shot before the end of the half, so that layup there by Gravel gives Sydney a 25-24 lead at the half, and Sydney does a nice job to come back there as Harpersville had taken a nice 5-point lead, but Sydney clawing back in thanks to 11 points from Jolene Crom. On the other side, Medovich for Harpersville with 9 and Miller for Harpersville with 8. We'll break it all down at halftime here, of course brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. I'm Nate Lull at the half, 25-24. Sydney on top of Harpersville and girls MAC basketball action here tonight. You're listening to live high school basketball on CDO.
This coming heating season, let Marabito keep life affordable. Marabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on CDO as we get set for our Mirabito Halftime Report, brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products, sponsored, of course, by Mirabito Energy Products, I should say, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT at the half. It's Sydney on top of visiting Harpersville 25-24. Kind of a tale of two quarters here. Sydney is led 14-11 after the first, 25-24 after the second. But in that time, Harpersville was up by as many as 5 points as Shelby Medovich took over the contest there for a majority of it, as well as Sarah Miller in the second quarter, giving Harpersville a nice lead when Jolene Crom was getting a little bit of a breather for the Lady Warriors. Crom comes back in and nails 2 3-pointers. That really pulled Sydney back into the contest, and they lead 25-24 at the half, thanks to a very nice play with just a couple of seconds left in the quarter. Kaylin Gravel, number 2, the junior, got a pass from Crom on the right side. Nice dribble drive, and her layup right-handed was off the glass and in, and that gave Sydney the 25-24 lead. Let's run through the scoring here for Sydney. Gravel with 2 points. Jenna McDonald with 4 points for Sydney. Taylor Barnes with 2. Tegan Howard with 6. And Jolene Crom with 11. So that's the scoring for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Some things to note here. I thought Connor Decker played very well in the first half as well. Good defensively, as well as Carolee Pierce. They're the two taller players here for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Did a nice job on the glass and defending some of the interior size that Harpersville has. I thought Jenna McDonald did a very nice job as well with some key steals, which allowed Sydney to get back into the contest there when Crom re-entered the game and got hot from behind the three-point arc. On the other side for Harpersville and head coach Kurt Ernsbeck, Shelby Medovich leads the way with 9 points. Mackenzie Haven has 2. Rachel Ballard has 5, and Sarah Miller has 8. And I think the contribution from Sarah Miller has been very big. She's one of the interior players, but has shown that she's not afraid to step outside of the paint, get up towards the free throw line, receive the ball there against the 2-3 zone that Sydney is running, and make some nice plays, either distributing back out and finding Medovich for some outside shots, or Rachel Ballard, or Mackenzie Havens. If not, she's willing to put her back to the basket, make a spin move, and go in, and she's shown she's very capable of making those moves, but also did a nice job on the glass, cleaning that up and putting it back up and in. So that was certainly nice first half there for Sarah Miller. So she has 8, Ballard with 5, Medovich with 9, and again for Sydney, their leading scorers are Jolene Crom with 11, Jenna McDonald with 4, and Tegan Howard with 6. So this is our third game this week on WCDO. We saw Franklin and Gilbertsville Mount Upton in girls action on Monday. We had a real thriller of a game last night. If you didn't catch that, you might want to go back and listen to it on WCDOsports.com. We archive all the games there, courtesy of SFCU. And that was a great one. Came right down to the wire with Unadilla Valley in boys action defeating Unitigo 63-59. Tanner Winchester with 31 points last night for Unitigo. Ethan Gray chipped in 27 to lead Unadilla Valley. Those are two teams down the stretch that we might see in boys MAC action that could go a long way. I think the other two teams in boys MAC that could do some damage this year are, of course, Sydney and Delhi. And if you're looking for a matchup on Friday night, you don't mind a little bit of a drive up over the hill. Unadilla Valley is at Delhi, and I think that'll be the first real tough test for Delhi of the season in the MAC. I think UV has really challenged themselves with some good non-conference games, as well as a heck of a run last night against Unitigo, who only has 7 guys, but they were really able to do well despite a few guys getting in foul trouble. Derek Beams got in foul trouble last night, had to sit quite a bit, but Winchester did a very nice job down the stretch. He nailed the 3 with about 20 seconds left in the game, which cut it down to a 2-point game. UV did a nice job to make their free throws from there to solidify the win. So that was our great game last night here on CDO. Tomorrow we'll see Unitigo once again as they take on the Walton boys, who we haven't seen yet this year, but we hear are very a strong club, could be a little bit of a sleeper in the MAC. Nate Beach is one of their outstanding guards. We'll have that tomorrow for you, a 7 o'clock pregame show brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, and a 7:15 tip-off between Unitigo and Walton. And that's really going to be it for the games before Christmas. Right after the Christmas break, you're going to want to check back to our website, wcdosports.com, and we'll have our updated schedule there for some tournament games that we'll be covering right after the Christmas break. You can also go online and listen to our WCDO Sports podcast. That was updated on Tuesday of this week, and that'll give you some highlights of games if you're looking to go see, circle on the calendar, some highlighted games there, and also the games that we've been covering last week, and what some of the great performances around the area, what the great athletes were doing that we tend to see here on WCDO Sports. So go check that out. We update it every Tuesday, brought to you by Volkswagen Oneonta. So the halftime score, 25-24, Sydney on top of Harpersville in girls action here tonight from Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lowe. Our Morabito halftime report is concluded now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on WCDO Sports.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back as we get set for the second half here. Girls basketball action here tonight in the MAC, live from Sydney High School, as Sydney leads Harpersville 25-24 as we get underway in the second half. Harpersville now going right to left on your radio dial, Sydney left to right, as the Lady Hornets will work it around. They're in the navy blue with the gold and white trim here tonight. Sydney in the home whites with the maroon trim. And Shelby Medovich will break into the zone, get to the foul line, shoots and scores. Medovich now with 11 points here for Harpersville. And she helps the Lady Hornets regain the lead, 26-25. Into the right corner as Sydney going left to right. Crom will leave it off here for Taylor Barnes, just a sophomore. Barnes into the paint. Little bounce pass back to Jenna McDonald. And her foot is on the end line as she tried to post up there and make a little spin move. Got trapped underneath the basket. And possession will go back to Harpersville. So Sydney will come forward with the press once again. And they'll look to break it out here from a stack formation. 7:20 to go third quarter. 26-25 lead. Harpersville looking to inbounds the ball, and they'll get it to Medovich down the right side as the Lady Hornets go right to left. Medovich around behind the back, drives to the hoop, and his foul goes hard down to the floor. Appears to be okay, and she slowly gets back up. Again, split through two defenders, tried to go up and under. Shot was no good, is fouled on the play, and Medovich will head to the charity stripe. She leads Harpersville with 11 points and is tied with Jolene Crom of Sydney with a game-high 11 points. 7:15 to go in the third. 26-25, Harpersville on top. Medovich to the line, shooting two. First one is up and good. Nothing but net there for the senior wearing number 5, Shelby Medovich. Medovich waiting for the second shot here. Zebra Crew a little slow getting her the ball. And Medovich, second shot up and good. So Medovich 2 for 2 on her first trip to the line here in the second half. 28-25 with 7:10 to go, third quarter. Here's Crom as Sydney goes left to right looking for that three ball. That one's off the front rim. No good. Rebound goes to Harpersville. Crom hit 3 threes in the first half. Couldn't find anything but the iron on that one. And Harpersville back the other way. Ball is off of Sydney and will go back to Harpersville as it rolled out of play. 6:59 to go in the third. Harpersville ahead by 3, 28-25. And here's Carissa Warren inbounding for Harpersville underneath the basket. Down in low, finds Sarah Miller, and she's fouled as she goes up for the layup, and she will head to the foul line. Sarah Miller with 8 points on the night. Miller, 2 for 2 from the line in the first half, will step in here for the Lady Hornets, looking to extend this lead. First shot is up, rattles around, and is good for Sarah Miller. So Sydney worked so hard to come back as they trailed by 5 deep in that second quarter, and they were able to get the 1-point halftime lead. Harpersville coming right back out and regaining the lead as Miller's second shot is no good, but it's a 4-point ball game now. Harpersville leading Sydney. 6:50 to go in this third quarter as we are underway in the second half. It's 29-25, and here's Crom to the left side, thinking about a three again, but Medovich using her length to step out in 3-point land and try to deny the shot. And here's Jenna McDonald to the right side. Takes it back out beyond the 3-point line as they look to work it around against this man-to-man defense for the Lady Hornets. Only 2 on the shot clock. They put it up and no good. And a nice rebound there by Rachel Ballard for Harpersville. Medovich back the other way. Shot clock was getting low and Sydney couldn't get a good shot off. Now for Carissa Warren. She pulls it back out to the left side for Medovich, working it down and low for Ballard. She tried to lob it into Sarah Miller. It was too tall for her. Sydney with the steal. They're coming back the other way with Kaylin Gravel. And Gravel to the left side finds Crom. She gets a screen. Shot is up off the front rim. No good. Rebound for Sydney, though. Nice pull down from Jenna McDonald, but she misses the rebound opportunity for a shot, and it's stolen away by Harpersville. Medovich, coast to coast. She misses the right-handed layup, and Crom will pick up the rebound and back the other way for Sydney. 5:40 to go, third quarter. Still a 29-25 lead for Harpersville over Sydney here on the road at Sydney High School for the Lady Hornets. And here is Jenna McDonald. She's at the high post. A little dribble drive up off the glass and good for Jenna McDonald. She now has 6 points. Makes it a 2-point ball game with 5:15 to go, third quarter. Harpersville with the inbounds, and it's going to be a blocking foul here against Jenna McDonald. And now checking back into the game is the junior, now wearing number 21, Connor Decker. She comes in for Tegan Howard. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Second foul of the game on Jenna McDonald. And Harpersville will inbounds in the backcourt as they go right to left on your radio dial. Medovich to the near side. Shot for Havens for Harpersville is up and no good. Sydney comes away with the rebound. And here's Gravel on the run. Gravel into the Sydney offensive zone. Finds Crom, but Medovich is right there with a hand in her face. Nice defense here by Medovich. Harpersville sticking with the man-to-man. It's a 2-point game. Harpersville on top of Sydney, 29-27. There's Crom to the left side, still out in 3-point land. Dishes it down and low, up and good. Nice dish from Crom to Kaylin Gravel. She now has 4 points. We're tied at 29. Harpersville in transition. They have some numbers and a blocking foul here on Sydney. And the Warrior student section wanted that to be a charge, but the Zebra Crew disagrees. And it looks like we'll have the foul on the floor, so Harpersville will inbounds underneath the basket with 4:32 to go in this third quarter. We're tied at 29. Every time one of these two teams makes a little run, the other team seems to find a way to claw their way back in. Medovich gets the inbounds pass down low for Miller. Miller has it stripped, but Crom, who stole the ball away, had her foot on the line. And again, Harpersville will inbounds with 4:28 to go third quarter. Medovic underneath the basket for Harpersville. They run the play. They get it outside the three-point line here for Mackenzie Havens. Havens finds Medovic. Three ball, right corner. That one's short, and Sydney will come up with the rebound with Kaylin Gravel. Gravel is being hounded here by Medovic in the backcourt. She manages to spin away. So in a nice last couple of minutes here for Gravel, who scored the last layup and then came away with a big steal on that last possession as well. Inside pass here for Sydney. Turnaround shot is up and good in the paint for Jenna McDonald. She now has 8 points. Sydney retakes the lead, 31-29, 3:55 to go third quarter. Here's Medovic in transition looking for Miller. Ball goes through her legs but recovered by Havens of Harpersville. Lady Hornets still with the ball. Here's Medovic to the bucket. She's fouled as she drives into the lane. Looks like the foul will be on the floor. Let's see who it's on. Will be on Kaylin Gravel. So 3:44 to go, third quarter, 31-29, Sydney on top of Harpersville. So hard to guard Shelby Medovic because she has speed and size, and when she goes to the hole, it's pretty hard to stop her for a smaller defender. Sydney will take a timeout here with head coach Brad Aldrich. 3:44 to go in the third, Sydney ahead 31-29. We'll take a 30-second break on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web streaming courtesy of SFCU. 3:44 to go, third quarter. Sydney on their home floor here tonight. They lead 31-29 in MAC girls basketball action here tonight between the Lady Hornets of visiting Harpersville and the Lady Warriors here of Sydney. Sydney looking for their first win of the season after really starting with a tough non-conference schedule, playing several teams from the IAC and also down in the Binghamton area. Going to that Johnson City tournament, always a tough way to start your season. Right now a 2-point lead. Great game here tonight between Sydney and Harpersville. Harpersville with the basketball underneath their own basket, inbounding here out of the timeout as they go right to left. Nice play that they drew up here. During the timeout, inbounds to Rachel Ballard. She goes up and is fouled and will head to the charity stripe for two here for the Hornets. You look at the fouls here in the second half. Six fouls for Sydney and none up on the scoreboard here for Harpersville. So the Lady Hornets are in good position there. First shot is up and good for Rachel Ballard. She now has 6 points. Cuts it back to a one-point Sydney lead and is looking to tie things up. So Ballard with six, looking to make it seven as everybody gets set on the line for the second shot. It's up and is good for Rachel Ballard. So Harpersville getting some even and distributing scoring. Shelby Medovic with 13, Rachel Ballard with seven, Sarah Miller with nine. Tied at 31. 3:30 to go, third quarter. Sydney going left to right. Looks like we'll have a foul underneath against Harpersville, I believe, on Sarah Miller. We'll see what the call is here from the officials. Actually, it will be on Ballard for a push-off on defense down in the block. So we're tied at 31, 3:32 to go. In the third quarter, Crom will inbounds underneath. They will reset the shot clock here to get things started. Crom looking for Connor Decker, who is posted up underneath the basket. Decker now will switch and set a screen. Sydney will get it in here to Gravel. Gravel back to Crom in the corner. Jolene Crom with three 3-pointers in the first half, looking for another one. She's wide open here, top of the key, launches and hits. Jolene Crom now with 14 points for the Sydney Lady Warriors. They lead 34-31. Big night here for Crom. Harpersville will inbound the ball. They get it to guess who? Shelby Medovic. She uses that space to run the floor, and she'll look for a three ball. That one's short, off the rim, and Sydney back the other way. Here's Crom taking her time as she gets to half court. Four three-pointers tonight so far for Jolene Crom. Crom to the left side. Now leaving it off here for Kaylin Gravel. Dribbles into the foul line area. Back out to Crom as Harpersville stays in the man-to-man defense. Now passing to the far side for Taylor Barnes, the sophomore, down and low for Decker. Decker with a nice move, but is stripped, and Harpersville back the other way, going right to left. Running the floor is Sarah Miller. Finds Medovich, drives to the hoop, down and low for Ballard. Her shot is up and no good. Medovich the rebound, and she puts it home. Medovich now with 15 for Harpersville, back to a one-point game. 34-33, Sydney on top. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Here's Crom to the right side, looking for a screen there from Taylor Barnes. Closely guarded, though, by Mackenzie Havens now. Crom gets another screen, top of the key, little give and go down and low here for Jenna McDonald. And McDonald lost handle of the ball there, and as she tried to get it back, will end up traveling. And we'll turn the ball back over to Harpersville. 2:02 to go, third quarter. Mackenzie Gravelin checking back in here for Sydney, and Paige Melick will step in for the Lady Hornets. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. One-point ball game here on CDO. Harpersville trailing Sydney on the road. And here's Medovich, not for long. She now has 17, and Harpersville retakes the lead, 35-34, with 1:50 to go, third quarter. And here's Crom with 4 3-pointers, trying to make it 5. To the left side, thought about the shot. Instead, will pass inside for McDonald. It was tipped. And possession will go back to Harpersville with a minute 40 to go, third quarter. Hornets on top of the Warriors, 35-34. Sydney will back off on the press, and Medovich will have all the space and time to bring it up. And now the officiating crew wants to talk things over here before they inbounds the ball. Looks like they had a slight issue with the shot clock, which will now be reset, and everything appears to be okay with that. Zebra crew just making sure everything's set here in this tight ball game. 1:39 to go, third quarter. Harpersville on the road, trying to pick up a win at Sydney, 35-34. Here's Medovich left side as Harpersville goes right to left. They're in the navy blue uniforms with the white and gold trim. Sydney in the white uniforms with the maroon trim here tonight in their home unis. And here's Carissa Warren, little dribble drive. Lost it, ball is on the floor, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession will go back to Sydney. So some nice hustle on that far side by Mackenzie Gravelin and Kaylin Gravel to pick up that loose ball that was on the floor from Carissa Warren of Harpersville. And Sydney, with the possession arrow, will get the ball back. Tegan Howard checking back into the game here for Jenna McDonald with 1:20 to go in this third quarter. That substitution for Sydney. 35-34. Harpersville on top thanks to 17 points by Shelby Medovich. Jolene Crom with 14 the other way, trying to make it 16. Instead, will pass off to Connor Decker. Back out for Crom for three, and this one off the rim is just a little short. Rebound here for Harpersville. Ahead for Medovich, crossing half court. Medovich looking for some options. Hands it off for Warren, and into the far corner here for Melick. Melick back up for Warren. Harpersville for Medovich. Three ball off the front rim, no good. Gets her own rebound into the paint. Shot again is just a little short there for Shelby Medovich. Ball to the far side, tipped last by Sydney's Kaylin Gravel. We'll have a whistle. Taylor Barnes checking back in for the Lady Warriors, and Crom will get a little breather here. It makes a lot of sense with 44 seconds to go in this third quarter. She can get an extended rest. Harpersville ahead, 35-34. Medovich trying to take advantage. Drives to the hoop, no good. Misses. Rebound again for Medovich, and the second opportunity is no good. Medovich just couldn't find the bucket there on that possession. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Sydney trailing by one. At the point now is Mackenzie Gravelin. Man-to-man defense here for the Lady Hornets. Connor Decker will pass it back off for Kaylin Gravel. Gravel drives to the hoop, falls to the floor, and now will travel as she tried to pick up the loose ball. Possession will go back to Harpersville with 14.6 to go. Sydney will back off the press once again, and we'll see if Harpersville can get one last quality shot here before time expires in the third quarter. Medovich will hustle up the floor here. Pass to the left wing for Carissa Warren. Now for Sarah Miller. Dribble drive. Her shot is no good. Good look, though, for the Hornets. Sydney will come away. They're going to have to launch a long shot here. Can they get it off? Shot is up and in for Sydney. Great shot by Taylor Barnes at the buzzer. and it's 36-35 at the end of the third quarter. Taylor Barnes got it at half court. Looked like she wasn't going to get it off in time, but instead just gets it off, and the kiss off the glass gives Sydney the lead. 36-35, end of the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a break here on WCDO Sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong! The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here at Sydney High School. Nate Law with you on CDO. Sydney ahead of Harpersville. Girls MAC basketball action tonight, 36-35. Sydney just keeps finding a way, even though they might be down 2, 4, 5 points, to claw back in. And a great individual effort by Taylor Barnes to hit a running jumper at the buzzer to give Sydney the one-point lead at the end of the third quarter. Should be a great finish. Stick with us here on CDO tonight. Harpersville will inbound, immediately stolen away by guess who? Taylor Barnes. She looks like she has some confidence here from that shot. Passes off to Mackenzie Gravelin as Sydney goes left to right. Down and low for Connor Decker. Nice move to the basket. Up and no good, but she's fouled on the play, and Decker will go to the line, and Rachel Ballard will get the foul here for Harpersville. And so heading to the charity stripe is Connor Decker. This would be some big points here to start off this fourth quarter. Just 15 seconds gone. Decker's first shot is up and no good for the Sydney Lady Warriors. They still lead by one. Every point will be crucial here in this fourth quarter. Decker's second shot is up and good. Her first points of the night for the junior wearing number 21. Sydney with a two-point lead, 37-35, 7:40 to go fourth quarter. Into the front court, Harpersville going right to left on your radio dial. Stolen away here by Sydney. Tegan Howard steps into a passing lane, intercepts, and Sydney back the other way. Kaylin Gravel, bounce pass, back to Howard. Leaving one off here for Mackenzie Gravelin. Jolene Crom still on the bench as Shelby Medovich knocks it out of play. Head coach Brad Aldrich just getting Crom some extra rest. I'm sure we'll see her go in a probably minute and a half or so. Four threes for Jolene Crom to lead Sydney here with 14 points tonight. Shelby Medovich with 17 to lead Harpersville. Great individual effort by those two. Down in low for Sydney. Shot is up for Mackenzie Gravelin. No good, but she is fouled, and she will head to the line to shoot two. 7:17 to go, fourth quarter. Here's the foul situation, folks. Sydney with 6 up on the board, and that was the third for Harpersville as a team. Second foul of the evening there on Mackenzie Havens for Harpersville. First shot is up and good for Gravelin, her first point of the night. Extends the lead to 38-35 here for the Lady Warriors. Gravelin steps in for her second opportunity. Shot is up and in. Good foul shooting by the sophomore wearing number 1, and it's back to a four-point lead for Sydney, 39-35. Does Medovich have some more fourth-quarter magic here for Harpersville? They go right to left, into the right corner for Miller. Feeds it down in low for Rachel Ballard. Her shot is no good, but she is fouled, and will head to the line for two. Foul there by Connor Decker, who had good position, but Ballard just made a nifty move. Tried to go up with the quick shot, was fouled, and will head to the charity stripe. So Rachel Ballard with 7 points, the senior, trying to cut into this Sydney Lady Warriors lead. First shot is up and good for Rachel Ballard. She now has 8. It's really been the Medovich, Ballard, and Miller connection here tonight for the Lady Hornets. Second shot for Ballard coming. Up and is a little short. Rebound is for Sydney and Tegan Howard. 3-point game. Sydney on top, 39-36. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter here from Sydney High School. Lady Warriors in the white and maroon going left to right. They get it to Connor Decker. She's into the paint, kicks it back out. Long three ball here is no good for Kaylin Gravel, but is rebounded nicely there by Tegan Howard. Kicks it back out to Kaylin Gravel, looking for a pass. Five on the shot clock as the first shot didn't hit. Now Gravel will force a three, and that one's no good. Goes out of bounds and back to Harpersville. That first shot by Gravel looked like it was going to nick the rim. I guess it didn't. Shot clock didn't reset, and Sydney was flustered after that, so possession goes back on the shot clock violation to Harpersville. 39-36. Medovich will throw it down into the post, and a foul here as Miller catches the pass. And it'll be a foul on Tegan Howard down in the low post. And stepping right back to the line here for Harpersville will be Sarah Miller this time. 39-36 with 6:32 to go in the fourth quarter. And Jolene Crom will check back into the game here for Kaylin Gravel. Also, Jenna McDonald checking back in here for the Lady Warriors with Rachel Ballard at the charity stripe for visiting Harpersville. First shot is up in the 1-1 and is good for Ballard. She now has 9 points on the night. Excuse me, that's Miller at the line. My mistake. She has 10. Ballard, who was at the foul line last time, still has 8. So Miller is into double digits in scoring. Her second shot is up and no good. So a two-point game, 39-37 with 6:25 to go. Fourth quarter, Sydney is on top. And with Crom back in the game, Medovich will be closely guarding her here in the man-to-man. Pass down and low for Sydney. Shot is up from Jenna McDonald. No good. Rebound. Nice one there for Rachel Ballard. Gets it to Medovich. Trailing by two for Harpersville as they go right to left. Pass to the near side for Havens. Into the left corner for Carissa Warren. Back out for Havens with 15 on the shot clock. Medovich reverses to the far side for Miller. Back to Medovich. Steps in. Jumper is off the front rim. No good. And off the rebound will be out of bounds. And possession will go back to Sydney. 5:54 to go, fourth quarter, two-point game here on CDO. Thanks for joining us here tonight. I'm Nate Lowe. I'll take you the rest of the way. Exciting girls MAC basketball action tonight. Sydney going left to right. Jolene Crom shadowed here by Medovich. Crom will force a three. No good. Rebound for Sydney. Off the glass. No good. Tegan Howard pulls it back down. Here's Crom. Another long three. Got it. Fifth three for Jolene Crom. She now has 17. Big shot there for Sydney. It's 42-37 with 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Good shooting night here for Crom of Sydney. And Medovich now will try to answer for Harpersville. Medovich to the right side. Little dribble drive down and low. Dishes off there for Miller. She couldn't get the shot to go. And Sydney back the other way going left to right. Change of possession. 5:10 to go in the fourth. And Harpersville needs a stop here on defense. They trail 42-37. They've done it earlier in the game. They need to do it again now. Crom into the low post will get the pass, and she's fouled. We'll see who they get the foul on here. Will it be on Medovich? Yes, it will. It will be on Medovich for a hold. With 5:01 to go in the fourth quarter, Harpersville will take a timeout. Sydney leads 42-37. Stay with us the rest of the way here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises. Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:01 to go, fourth quarter here, folks. Sydney on top of visiting Harpersville, 42-37. Smack girls basketball action here tonight on WCDO. Remember, you can always go back and listen to these games directly after they're over on WCDOsports.com. Have our audio archives there, courtesy of SFCU. Nice to go back, download it, have it on your computer, listen to it anytime. So we're coming out of a timeout here called by Harpersville, and they need a stop here, and they need to try to get some points quickly to get back into this game. It's been back and forth all night. Harpers will go up by a few, and then Sydney will come back, and then vice versa. So Sydney will inbounds as they go left to right. They're underneath their own basket in their own offensive end. Inbounds pass here for Sydney into the right corner, looking for Mackenzie Gravelin. Gravelin kicks it back out and will hold on to it here. Sydney is willing to run some clock here. Medovic is draped all over Jolene Crown, the two top scorers in this game, over in the left-hand corner. 15 on the shot clock. They're trying to get the ball to Crom, and they will. See if they can get her a pick. She's hit 5 3-pointers tonight for Sydney and has 17 points. Looking for a six. That one is off the mark. Rebound comes down on the floor and will remain with Sydney. Sarah Miller got a piece of it there for Harpersville, but it glanced off her fingertips and out of bounds. 4:34 to go in the contest. And Crom will inbounds it underneath the basket here for the Lady Warriors. Passes one in for Keegan Howard. Back to Crom. Three ball from the right corner. No good. Medovic the rebound, and she looks to run. Down the left side. Left-handed layup. Up and good, and she's fouled. Shelby Medovic gets it to go. She now has 19 points, and she'll head to the foul line here looking for an and one. Looking for the three-point play here. 4:26 to go. Fourth quarter. This would cut it back to a two-point game if she can make the foul shot. Foul shot is up, but no good for Medovic. Rebound is for Jenna McDonald of Sydney. So Sydney leads 42-39 with 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. Mackenzie Gravelin, the sophomore, running the point, skips to the left side. Now we'll get it to Crom, back outside the three-point line, top of the key. Looking for a crossover here. Medovic guarding her, Harpersville in man-to-man. They get it down low for Crom. Kicks it back out for Jenna McDonald. Up off the glass and good. Jenna McDonald into double figures for Sydney. She now has 10. Sydney leads 44-39 with 3:50 to go in the final and fourth quarter. Medovic for Harpersville for Miller. Right corner back to Medovic. Closely guarded. Ball to the left side here. Shot for Harpersville from Havens. Just outside the three-point line is no good. Sydney with the rebound. And Crom will advance it forward. That clock beginning to become an enemy here for Harpersville. Crom gets into the paint to the right side as Sydney goes left to right. Into the right corner, back out for Crom. Long three ball. She got it? Yes, she does. 6 3-pointer of the night for Jolene Crom, and she has 20 points. Big night for Jolene Crom. Most of it has been from downtown. 3:10 to go in the fourth, and Sydney now with a 47-39 lead. It's starting to get away here from the Harpersville Lady Hornets. Medovic threw that ball away as they brought it into the front court, and possession will go right back here to Sydney, and Tegan Howard will inbound. So since coming back into the game after getting a little bit of a breather there late in the third, early in the fourth, Crom has nailed 2 3-pointers. She now has a game-high 20 points. Medovic guarding her closely. Ball is on the floor. Tegan Howard scoops it up, gets it right back to Crom. Three-point line for Crom. To the right side, shot is no good. Bounces up off the top of the backboard and out of play, and possession will go back to Harpersville. 47-39, and Harpersville will need a bucket here to try to stay in this ball game deep in this fourth quarter. Big possession here for the Lady Hornets. Down and low. Nice skip pass there from Medovic to Miller. Her shot is blocked by Jenna McDonald. McDonald came over, read the play nicely, and knocked it away. And she's been very actively defensively tonight here for the Sydney Lady Warriors. Crom is back out looking for the 7-3 of the night, but this one is short, actually air balls, and goes out of play. Actually, they're saying it's tipped now, and possession will stay with Sydney. Oh, so they reversed the call there. Originally, it was going to go back to Harpersville. Now it was tipped and goes back to Sydney. But the shot clock's still at 15 since it never hit the rim. Crom will inbounds, gets it in for Jenna McDonald. Now for Crom on the right side with 2:20 to go in the fourth. Shot clock down to 10. Crom kicks it back out. Let's see the awareness here of the Lady Warriors on that shot clock. Pass down low from Crom to Taylor Barnes. Gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball. And it will stay with Sydney. But there's only 2 seconds left on the shot clock. They're going to have to get it in from underneath the basket and look to get a quick shot off with 2:13 to go in the fourth. Sydney looking to inbounds with Crom, gets it right into Howard. Shot is up, but off the mark. Brings it right back down for Sydney with Jenna McDonald, but her miss is no good as well. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Sydney on top, 47-39. into the left corner here. A shot for Harpersville. This would be big, but it's off the mark for Carissa Warren, and Sydney comes away with the loose ball rebound. Crom now is willing to run some clock here for Sydney. She'll cross half court. Medovich draped all over her. They get the screen, but they can't free her up. Harpersville with good help defense there. Tied up down low. Jump ball. Possession goes back to Harpersville. With 1:40 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney on top by 8, 47-39, and Sydney will take a timeout. Again, Sydney on top, 47-39, over visiting Harpersville, trying to hold on for a win. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to live high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action here on CDO. A minute 40 to go, fourth quarter. Girls varsity basketball here tonight. A MAC matchup between Sydney and visiting Harpersville. Sydney on top, 47-39. You're going to want to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give away our three awards brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance, Echo Brands of Sydney, and also by NBT Bank. We'll have our Dynamic Defense, our Outstanding Offense, and our All-Purpose Award in our post-game show coming up right after the conclusion of this one between Sydney and Harpersville. A lot still to be decided here. If Harpersville can get a basket on this next possession, it'll certainly make things interesting. Medovich brings the ball up the floor quickly with a minute 40 to go here as Harpersville goes right to left there in the navy blues with the white and gold trim. Sydney in the white uniforms with the maroon trim. Here's Medovich for Miller. Miller steps in, takes a shot, and is fouled, and will go to the line for two. And these will be big foul shots here for Sarah Miller, who has 10 points on the night, the junior wearing number 22. 1:26 to go, fourth quarter. Third foul of the night there on Jenna McDonald, who was in good position but just got a piece of the wrist on the shot. So here's Miller with the first foul shot. This one is up and rattles around and is good. 11 points for Sarah Miller. Nice night for her, for the Harpersville Lady Hornets. 47-40. This would make it a six-point game if she can convert. Miller's second shot is up, off the mark, no good, but Medovich hustling after the rebound, falls out of bounds, and we'll see if she had her foot there or if she was pushed. Actually, no, they're going to say that Medovich had possession and that they were able to call timeout from the bench. So a good heads-up play there by head coach Kurt Ernsbeck. We'll keep it right here. 1:24 to go, fourth quarter. 47-40 lead. Sydney on top of Harpersville. Let's run you through the high scores so far tonight. Jolene Crom has 20 points to lead Sydney. That's on 6 3-pointers. Yes, you heard that right, folks. 6 3-pointers for Jolene Crom of Sydney. On the other side for Harpersville, they're led by Shelby Medovich with 19, Sarah Miller with 11, Rachel Ballard with 8, Jenna McDonald has 10 for Sydney as well and has played some very nice defense here tonight. So head coach Kurt Ernsbeck, he's had two trips to the state Final Four the last two seasons for this Harpersville Lady Hornets team. And he's trying to pull one out of the hat here tonight and get his team back into this ballgame. It's been really back and forth. When you look at the score after the first quarter, 14-11. At halftime, it was 25-24. After the third, 36-35. So it's been a very tight ball game. Sydney has just gone on a little bit of a run here in the fourth quarter, led by 2 3-pointers from Jolene Crom. So Harpersville will inbounds as they go right to left. They are underneath the basket here in their own offensive end. And Medovich will inbounds. See if they run a little pass to get the ball in, then maybe a screen to free her up for a 3-point try. Sydney will come out in the 2-3 zone to try to defend this. Medovich quickly gets it in to Carissa Warren. Back into the corner. There she is. Medovich nails a 3-pointer. 22 points now for Medovich. It's 47-43. Harpersville with the press. Sydney breaks it quickly, though, with Gravel. And Gravel's pass is too tall for Mackenzie Gravelin, and the ball will go back to Harpersville. 1:09 to go in the fourth, and it's 47-43. Harpersville trailing by four here, but it was just nine a couple of minutes ago, so they've cut into this, and now Harpersville will call another timeout. They drew up a great inbounds play on that last possession. We'll see what they do here. We got an exciting finish here with 1:04 to go. Let's take a 30-second break on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods, on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
1:04 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney on top, 47-43 over visiting Harpersville, but the Hornets are trying to buzz their way back into this game. Here's Medovich for three, left side. Oh, just rims out. Rebound, though, from Miller. Gets it down and low for Rachel Ballard. Her shot is no good. Ballard, another rebound. Up and good. Rachel Ballard now with 10 points. Harpersville is going to call a timeout. It's a two-point game. Sydney was ahead by nine, and Harpersville has worked their way back in with 50 seconds to go. It's 47-45. Sydney on top of Harpersville will step away for 30 again here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
50 seconds to go in the contest here, folks. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO live from Sydney High School tonight. Girls MAC basketball action. Sydney leads 47-45. Just a couple of minutes ago, it was 47-39, but Harpersville has made their shots down the stretch to cut it to a two-point game. Shelby Medovich with 22, Rachel Ballard with 10, Sarah Miller with 11 for Harpersville. On the other side, Jolene Crom with 20, and Jenna McDonald with 10 for Sydney. So Sydney will have possession, and Harpersville is going to call off the dogs on the press here, it looks like, and we'll see what kind of defense they drop into. 50 seconds to go. Crom will work the ball up the floor, and it's going to be the man-to-man with Medovich on Crom. That's a great matchup here in the last 40 seconds. Here's Kaylin Gravel dribbling in. Now leaves it for Gravelin as Sydney goes left to right. 15 on the shot clock, 33 on the game clock. That's the difference. And here's Gravelin to the right side. She's in the corner with 10 on the shot clock. There's McDonald. Dribble drive up and good. Jenna McDonald now with 12 points. And we'll see if we have a timeout here. I'm not sure. Clock didn't stop, and we'll see what the referee crew says. 20 seconds to go on the clock. I'm not sure. A couple extra seconds tipped off the clock. Okay, they'll reset it back to 25. That's why the referee came over, to make sure the clock was right after that layup. But a great move there by Jenna McDonald. She now has 12 points. Got it in the low post. Did a little 180. Back to the basket. Turned around. Faced up. Right-handed layup was up and good. 49-45, Sydney ahead now, and Medovich is going to let the ball roll up the floor, so the clock won't start until she touches it, picks it up now. We'll see if they go for the two or the three, as Harpersville goes right to left, and Medovich's pass to the far side is knocked away, much to the delight of the Sydney crowd here with 18.9 to go. Sydney on top, 49-45, and inbounding on the far side for Harpersville will be Carissa Warren, the senior. Let's see how they can free up Medovich here to try to get her a shot. They'll quickly inbounds for Medovich. But Sydney, in the meantime, will call a timeout. And Brad Aldrich, head coach for Sydney, was out on the floor screaming at the top of his lungs. He wants a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. 49-45, 18 seconds to go here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney up 49-45. Girls action here tonight with 18 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Harpersville with the ball. Do the Hornets have some magic here on the road? Trying to get the inbounds to Medovic. They get it off to her, but she's double-teamed. She's outside the three-point line, tries a dribble drive. It's down to 13 seconds left. They get her open for a three, and this one off the front rim. Medovic hustles for the rebound, can't get there. Crown pulls it out on the rebound, and they will let her go. Crown will walk it into the front court, and Sydney will get a win on their home floor. The first win of the year for the Lady Warriors, 49-45 in dramatic fashion. Led by 6 three-pointers for Jolene Crom. A nice win at home here tonight for the Lady Warriors. It wasn't an easy one, as the Lady Hornets from Harpersville gave it all they had, led by 22 points from Shelby Medovic. Great effort from Harpersville down the stretch to get back into this contest and really make it a fun and exciting game. Everybody who was here, really a nice packed house tonight at Sydney High. Got an excellent performance from both sides. We'll come back. We'll do our awards here. We have 3 awards to give away for offense, defense, and all-purpose. A lot of tough choices here tonight for the awards. Stay tuned for that. Again, the final, 49-45. Sydney defeats visiting Harpersville in girls' MAC basketball action here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Basketball on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. One last time here from Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Again, the final girls basketball tonight. Sydney defeats Harpersville 49-45. Let's run you through the scoring summary for both teams before we get to our awards. First for Harpersville, they're led by 22 points from Shelby Medovic. She really poured it in tonight. Great individual effort from her. 2 points for Mackenzie Havens, 10 for Rachel Ballard, and we have 11 for Sarah Miller. So that is 4 girls scoring for Harpersville tonight. On the other side for Sydney, a little more balance here. Mackenzie Gravelin with 2 points, Kaylin Gravel with 4 points, Jenna McDonald with 12, Taylor Barnes with 4, Connor Decker chips in 1, Tegan Howard with 6, and Jolene Crom with 20 points, including 6 three-pointers. You don't see that every day, folks. She was hot from downtown. Jolene Crom finishes with 20 points. Now let's do our awards here tonight. First, we'll do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At NBT Insurance, NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. And we'll give that to Jenna McDonald of Sydney. I thought she had a very nice night here, scoring 12 points, but also was very active. Was great on the glass, made a couple of key steals, which allowed Sydney to get that fourth quarter lead. I thought that was really, really big there. She was very active with her hands and was good in transition, would make a steal and then made a good pass that allowed Sydney to get out and run the floor a little bit. So Jenna McDonald gets our NBT Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. No questions here. Jolene Crom for Sydney will get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. 6 3-pointers and a team-high 20 points. She poured it in, and you could see for Sydney, they wanted to get her the ball. They're setting her screens, freeing her up. And she was hot from downtown tonight from three-point land. So Jolene Crom, the Outstanding Offense Award here tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank. Lastly, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Shelby Medovich of Harpersville. I certainly think she deserves it. 22 points, did a little bit of everything here tonight. Assists, rebounds, points, and she is a fun one to watch. She's a senior and was one of the key components to Harpersville getting to the state final four the last 2 years with Miranda Drummond, and also did play a little bit of her career, I believe, with Hannah Kimmel. So Shelby Medovich with 22 points gets our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award tonight. So again, the final score, Sydney wins in girls basketball 49-45 over visiting Harpersville. Make sure to join us again tomorrow. Excuse me, we'll have boys action again as Unitigo, who we saw last night, boy, a lot of fun to watch that team. They will host Walton tomorrow just up the road at Unitigo High School. 7 o'clock is our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. 7:15 will be tip-off between Unitigo and Walton in boys action tomorrow night. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. Also a big thank you to Chris Haynes, the AD here at Sydney, for setting us up tonight. Always love being up here to support local high school sports. I'm Nate Lull, excuse me. Can't even say my own name here tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening to WCDO Sports.